Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 9th. The grains closed lower with March corn down 7¾ cents at 670¾, March wheat down 7½ cents at 757¼, and March beans down ½ cent, 1519¼. Probably the biggest news here, the meal soared to near contract highs. We got up to 497.50 contract high is, I think, right at 500. We closed up 1360 at 495.50. So that kept the beans from really taking a hard dive here today. Excuse me, the oil was down, bean oil was down 154 ticks at 59.04, with crude oil down 41 cents a barrel. So the bean oil really pushed the beans down lower. At one point, we were down about 7 cents, and we came back as the meal started to rally. But, you know, considering where the meal and oil closed, we could have easily have been 10 higher in the beans. We weren't, so that's a little bit concerning. The corn, not sure why we were under so much pressure. I guess the weather here in the States looks better. After we get through tomorrow in Argentina, the weather there looks better. But the funds wanted to put in a little bit more liquidation here, down 7¾ cents. This is under the 10, the 20, the 100, and 200-day moving averages, an outside down day on the charts. The next support is the 50-day moving average, which comes in around 665. We start closing under that, you know, I think the funds are going to have some major concerns on their hands. The wheat market down 7½ cents. It wound up actually gaining a quarter cent on the corn, though both were down, you know, 7½ plus cents here. I still believe over time the wheat's going to, you know, hang in there. The exports put the pressure on the wheat. They were terrible this morning at 151 total, 131 old crop. We just don't see any business here. The dollar was down 17 ticks, but at 103, it's still too high to attract any real business out here. I don't know why the meal was so strong here. Obviously, someone's concerned about Argentinian meal, but you know, it looks to me like today and tomorrow, hot and dry, and it starts to cool off. And it looks like they could have as many as 4 out of 5 days starting Sunday that could be pretty wet out there. So those rains will help. You know, a lot of this, the soybeans in Argentina got in late. So any rains, you know, will certainly help. And if they get continued rains in March, you know, they could wind up with a big crop despite a very poor start out here. So a little bit hard to explain why corn's down almost 8 cents and the meal's up almost $14. But that's the way it is here. The Dow Jones is down 178, just made a new low a few minutes ago. Really don't see much else except the silver takes another bath here. It's down 47 cents, 21.95. Gold's down 17 bucks. Bitcoin's down almost 1,000 a coin. So certainly a risk-off kind of day in a lot of markets out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.